Now for a quick glance at the headlines in the news before I sign off for this afternoon. Coast Guard authorities in Alaska are trying to chart the course of a tidal wave sweeping toward southeastern Alaska. The death toll of the seismic wave disaster in the Pacific now stands at 93. In Iowa, 5 persons have been injured in the derailment of a Chicago Great Western passenger train. The United States has asked Yugoslavia to permit American Army personnel to testify if General Mihailovic is tried for treason. A House committee has voted to reopen hearings on continuing the draft. And that is your complete 1245 edition of the latest world news, farm news, and local news, as brought to you direct from the leased wires of the Associated Press. Program came to you from station WNAD, the broadcasting service of your State University of Oklahoma in Norman, the correct Central Standard Time, 1 p.m.
And now, Indians for Indians with Don Whistler.
Aho, Nikan. Kishkikashanina. This is the 246th program of the Indians for Indians Hour. Kishkikai speaking. The Indians for Indians Hour is being broadcast to you today from out here in the open air theater just south of Homburg Hall on the University of Oklahoma campus. And the occasion is the fifth birthday of the of this program, and to help us celebrate today, we have Chief Albert Atokne, and wait till I get my paper turned around there. Spencer Ace and his wife, Joe Atokne and his wife, Rosalie, and Tim Taya and his wife, Opal Pahukwasukatut, and Jean Putaponi and Letris Piwardi. Also, there's a whole bunch of Pawnee schoolboys here. And I expect you can hear them coming now. They had to, had a little trouble up the road. They had a flat, and it kind of threw them behind time, so they had to hurry up and get dressed. Jim, tell us, Jim Dunlap right from the Pawnee Schools right here is going to tell us who all was on this bunch.
Well, thank you very much, Kishkikosh. We've got all of the boys who've broadcast on previous occasions here. We have representatives of the Pawnee, Ponca, Hoto, Kaw, Sac and Fox, and several other tribes. The boys are now getting lined up here in the background, and the ceremonies are about to take place. And there's quite a bit of...
Due to technical difficulties, our program has been interrupted momentarily. We will continue with Indians for Indians as soon as possible. In the meantime, we will present some recorded music. Thank you.
Next number, a slow war dance. Another war dance. Next number is what the Comanches refer to as a little pony dance, but so often Oklahoma Indians call it the gourd dance. It is in with this dance that the adoption is made.
Hey!
Dr. Cross, I suppose somebody's already tipped you off the fact that the reason all these Indians are here is because this is the fifth birthday of the Indians for Indians Hour program, which is broadcast every Tuesday over this WNAD radio station. And, of course, you know, I suppose, that about 75,000 Indians listen to this program every week. They hear the best singers of Oklahoma sing new songs and old. Some of those old songs are several hundred years old. They hear the latest Indian news, and by listening to this radio, they also keep track of the latest powwows, where they're going on, and so they can go to those places. Now, all this has been made possible by the generosity of the University of Oklahoma through the facilities of WNAD. And in appreciation of this, we want to present you the honor and make you a chief of the Comanche tribe, Chief Atopin.
Professor Cross, for the Comanche Tribe of Indians of Oklahoma, I adopt you into the tribe. And as I place this war bonnet, a symbol of chieftain, a symbol of true bravery and true loyalty to your people, you become an honorary Comanche chief. May your life be long and a successful career be yours, Chief Arrow Point, which will be your name. Your Comanche name is Paka Moods. Translated means Arrow Point.
Thank you, Mr. Whistler and Chief Atokne. I appreciate this great honor more than I can say. And I want to congratulate you on the completion of your fifth year of your Indians for Indians program. I listen to it on every possible occasion. I believe, and there are many who agree with me, that it's one of the finest and most original programs on the air today. I'm proud that it goes on to the air from our own radio station, WNAD. I am proud to accept chieftainship in the Comanche tribe, and I'm glad to accept this war bonnet on your fifth anniversary. You may be assured that I shall keep it and treasure it always. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Cross.
Carrying on the adoption program, we will now have a fast war dance. Is to show that the Comanches are very glad to have you in the tribe. And the next dance we'll have is a welcome dance. You are welcome into the tribe.
Hey! Dr. Cross's and joining in the dance.
The Telephone Hour, presenting Yasha Heifetz.
There'll be two crow dances. Is that right, Albert?
That is right.
Now, tell us something about these crow dances. Lots of folks don't know what that means.
This crow dance about to take place now is a company song of the Comanche Banner Warriors from the north side of the country. And it is very much like some soldier army song, such as the old gray mare and the light to the Comanches. And the dances had by that company only. The first song referred to belong to other tribes. And this particularly belongs to the northern Comanches. Their soldiers sing this just during the war campaign.
When they're getting ready to go on the warfare. Is that right, Albert?
Hey, 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 hey Albert, what are we going to sing now?
We will now sing raid songs. Raid songs are and dances are held by the warriors that are going on the war path, and it is something very much like parties given our boys when they're going to the front or to training camps, when we give them parties. That's what it's for. Only the Indians that are going on the war path are the only ones that participate in this dance or singing. Why we are now sing a song I learned from our mutual friend, whom all the Indians in Oklahoma, nearly all of them know. His name is Postok Jim. Postok Jim is a good old man, and he gave us this song.
Some kind of a dance.
Thank you.